Thank you, Chair. Many thanks for giving me the floor. We've had a very thorough discussion throughout this week across a broad range of subjects. It has been both enriching and, I believe, very beneficial in terms of helping to build common understandings for our final report in May. While the issues discussed have been thorough, we wish to use this opportunity to highlight one particular area of risk for your consideration and for the consideration of all high contracting parties. This issue is related to bias, and in particular, gender and racial biases in artificial intelligence, which is a topic that has been under consideration in this GGE forum for some time. For my delegation, algorithms and related machine learning, if not sufficiently transparent and robust, risk repeating, amplifying, or contributing to unfair biases that programmers may not be aware of, or that are the result of narrow data selection. A number of delegations this week have already highlighted this risk, including the state of Palestine just now. Previous proposals, including those submitted by my delegation, have offered specific ideas on this issue, and I recognize that many of the new proposals on the table this year also specifically address this issue. For instance, paragraph 13 of Pakistan's working paper acknowledges that there are already known problems of data bias and unpredictability that are compounded by growing autonomy of weapons. The state of Palestine addresses the issue comprehensively in their working paper, notably in paragraph 30, which highlights the problems around how bias and discrimination can be introduced into the autonomous process, including through data collection, training of algorithmic models, their evaluation, their use, and how potential harms can be amplified through flawed identity markers. The Austrian working paper in paragraph 4 references the need to constantly review data sets upon which system functions are based. And paragraph 2C of the US and others' working paper links the reduction of unintended bias in artificial intelligence capabilities to the need to ensure the effects in attacks are capable of being anticipated and controlled. In addition, significant research has already been conducted by UNIDIR and others on this issue. And crucially, industry and practitioners already acknowledge as an uncontroversial fact that human beings consciously or unconsciously encode their own biases into the programs they write. This issue is critical because in practice, the criteria that will inform who is and who is not a combatant or target will likely involve factors such as gender, age, race, and ability. Biased data sets and poorly programmed algorithms may mean that, for instance, women of color could be misrecognized at a higher rate, leaving them exposed to differential risks. It could also mean that an autonomous system may miscategorize civilian men as combatants due to their traditional roles in warfare. The problems associated with bias are also rooted in a paucity of representative data. As UNIDIR has pointed out, one third of the global population do not have access to the internet, and the majority of the world's unconnected people are women and girls. These statistics underline the limits and risks of relying on data from the internet as being representative of all humankind. Given the high risk that integration of algorithmic biases into autonomous weapon systems poses to fundamental rights and safety, it is essential that the GGE clearly identify and recognize those risks in a factual manner and develop appropriate measures to tackle this issue. With that in mind, my delegation believes the best way to proceed is for the future normative framework on autonomous weapons to include a number of positive obligations with regards to bias in the algorithms used in autonomous weapons in order to mitigate the significant risks they pose to fundamental rights. These include 1, comprehensive testing and reviews in order to identify and correct potential biases. 2, rigorous documentation of the data sets used in autonomous weapons in order to enhance traceability and transparency and provide information regarding motivation, the collection process, and recommended use. 3, the testing of algorithmic models against benchmarks that evaluate their operation against gender, age, and race, and in scenarios that are distinct from the data sets used to train the machine learning model. And 4, comprehensive training and awareness of this issue by those testing and using the system. Thank you, Chair.